Track 4. Many people put a positive spin on lockdown by embracing new skills or reviving old hobbies. Three local artists talk about how painting has helped them.
Art. Lina Ibrahim is a 22-year-old British medical student who's always been in search for extra time to paint. Earlier this year, I'd already been thinking about what I wanted to get out of life, and I couldn't imagine mine without painting. Lockdown was, therefore, a golden time to give my mind space to find what inspires me, to research artists that I admire, and start creating a body of work that reflects who I am, she says. She saw this as a priceless opportunity to really delve into her imagination. I never lost my passion for painting. It's something I highly value doing in my downtime during university, and it especially helps me to avoid a burnout, says Lina. Born and raised in Norwich, she's in her final year of medical school at the University of East Anglia. My parents migrated to the UK from Iraq in the 80s, and so I've grown up with a taste of both British and Arab culture, which I think makes life a lot more interesting, she explains. Considering herself as a naturally born, artsy person since a child, Lina believes she's more creative than academic. Art is more than just a hobby to me, she says. I hope to be able to split my time equally between practicing as a doctor and working as an exhibiting artist. I value both careers as highly as each other. They're both meaningful to my life. Her new series of paintings portray a narrative snapshot of a new generation of Western living Arabs, incorporating features of Arabic culture into her paintings. My work is very contemporary, yet cultural. I aim to create likeness and realism with my portraits, but not to a level that's entirely photographic. As a painter, Lina says Norfolk is a great place for an artist to work. The general peacefulness and tranquility are exactly what an artist needs to be able to hear their thoughts and ideas, she says. I've also taken advantage of the beautiful scenery that Norfolk offers to do plein air painting.
Nigel Canham is an artist living in the heart of the Norfolk Broads. I consider myself fortunate to be surrounded by the landscape that I love to paint, says Nigel. Finding peace and calm during these uncertain and troubling times isn't difficult. Nature has always afforded a sanctuary in challenging times and is a great comfort to me. I try to reflect this in my painting. Nigel was born in Galston, but now lives in picturesque Thurn. It's from here that I draw much of my inspiration, he says. Although I class myself as self-taught, my father was a very good amateur artist who gave me great tuition and encouragement in my early years. I'm rarely without a paintbrush or pencil in hand. Nevertheless, when it was first introduced to me, the lack of people walking in the countryside allowed just a little freedom from well-intentioned, but certainly not unwelcome, interest in my sketches. Drawing inspiration from the greats, like Constable, Turner, and Seago, to name but a few, he considers himself fortunate to be surrounded by the landscape that he loves to paint. My style is traditional. However, I don't restrict my artistic output to landscapes. I often like to mix it up a little, taking inspiration from whatever direction it comes, and in most media, including watercolour, acrylics, and oil, although my oils tend to lean towards a more impressionist style.
Abby Frusher has always had a passion for art. It is in my blood, she says. When I was a child, I was always very creative and could spend hours with paper and a set of paints. I took a leap of faith choosing to study my passion and haven't looked back since. The 23-year-old artist who specialises in textiles, specifically hand embroidery, says the lockdown gave her the time to reflect on her work and go back to the basics. I find I am always striving for the next thing, and lockdown gave me a brilliant opportunity to strip my art back down to the simplest form. After studying textiles, I had abandoned paints and since then found I was drawn back to using watercolours. Describing her style as an eclectic mix of gestural sketches and finer detail works, she considers herself a bit of a creative chameleon who jumps from all kinds of media depending on what mood I am in. Graduating 3 years ago with a BA Hons in hand embroidery from the Royal School of Needlework, Abby moved back to her home county to establish her own practice and be a full-time artist in Downham Market. "Norfolk is a huge inspiration for me," says Abby. "I have a strong connection with the landscape and feel very lucky to live in such a beautiful place." And she adds, "There are so many places to take inspiration from. Castles, ruins, old buildings and beaches, they are all places that fuel my creativity. My favourite work at the moment is an illustration series I have just done in blue inks. I used an old-fashioned dip pen and a bottle of blue ink to look closer at my beachcombing collections, all from Norfolk beaches."